Thank you so much for coming. Tell me a little bit about your talk, the topic, and why you chose it.
Okay. My talk topic is coming to know Jesus Christ. I've thought a lot about this lately. I think we're hearing more of the apostles and our prophets talking about coming to know Jesus Christ. I think the reason I chose this is I wish that when I were younger, I had focused more on it. You know, you read the scripture where the Savior in his intercessory prayer prayed that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ whom thou hast sent. And when you really think about what that means, you know, life eternal is predicated upon our knowing Jesus Christ and our Father in heaven. And really, this life is what is preparing us to do that. You know, that's why we have the scriptures. That's why we go to church. That's why we have the temples and covenants and ordinances, and all that we're given by the Lord is so that we can prepare ourselves to come to know him. And of course, the Savior tells us that in coming to know him, we come to know our Father.
So how have some of your life experiences prepared you to give this talk?
You know, I remember many years ago coming home from our mission. My husband had been serving as a mission president in North Carolina, Raleigh. And I remember when we came home from that mission, people would ask me, tell me how this experience was. How was it for you in your life? And I said, oh, it changed my life. And they would say, how? And I would try to explain how it had changed my life, and it just sounded flat. I couldn't find the words to describe what had happened on that mission that had changed me. It just sounded so uninspiring when I tried to articulate my feelings. Not long after that, my husband and I were invited to attend a devotional where President Boyd K. Packer spoke. And he began by talking about when he was just a young soldier boy. And World War II had ended, and he realized he was alive and he had a future. And that's when he decided to become a teacher. And then he went on to talk about his life experiences, how he had worked in the seminary and institute program for years, and just his whole life was one of service to the Lord, whether it was in seminaries or institutes, or whether it was as an apostle, or, you know, he just, all of his life was just a life of service to the Lord. And at the end of his talk, he said, I do not know any more now than I did as a young soldier boy that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God. But he said, the difference is, now I know him. And I remember the feeling that I had when he said those words. I knew he knew him, but I also knew that that's what had happened to me on my mission, that I had come in that service, I had come to know the Savior better than I had ever known him, and I had come to trust him better than I had ever trusted him. And since that day, I think I always just catch every time someone talks about knowing God, it's just something that my ears are just tuned to, because I knew that I didn't know the Savior near the way President Packer did, but I knew that I wanted to someday.
So one of the key points in your talk is about scripture study. How has scripture study blessed you in your life?
It is just something that I look forward to every day, and not just reading, but really searching and studying and pleading for the Spirit to teach me and help me to understand and to testify to me to what I am reading is true. It changes my whole day. It has helped refine me. You know, we covenant to always remember our Savior. Every Sunday we renew that covenant that we will always remember our Savior. Scripture study is one way that helps me do that throughout the day.
In your talk, you talk a lot about serving others as well. Why do you think service is so important?
You know, service was the Savior's life. He tells us in the Scriptures that he did nothing for himself. He was constantly looking out to help others. And his life was service. And if we are ever hope to become like him, we have to learn to serve and to love to serve like he did. Service takes us away from focusing on ourselves and takes us to be like him, where we are always looking, how can we help others? What can we do to bless them? How can we lift? How can we love? And so often, the love and the light that we radiate comes from our Savior.
One of the many services that you mentioned in your talk is serving in the temple, mm-hmm. and how that's blessed you. What would you say to people who feel that their lives are just too busy to attend the temple?
You know, I think that is something that many people do struggle with. But in my talk, I share how so often I will stop in the temple and talk to young people or old people, just anyone in the temple. I love to talk to the patrons and the workers and ask them, what is it that brings you to the temple? You know what? And in my talk, I talk about a young man that I talk to he goes to school there at BYU, and he comes to the temple every Saturday to serve in the temple as an ordinance worker. And I asked him if he had a job, and he said he did. He's a full-time student. He works part-time. But every week he comes to the temple, and I said, how do you find the time? Is it a struggle? And he said, I choose to be an ordinance worker because it gets me to the temple every week. And he said, I need to be in the temple every week. He says, it helps me have clarity with my schoolwork, and it helps me make decisions, all these major decisions that I'm making in my life. So I think sometimes we think we don't have time, but that's one of the miracles of serving. So many of the young people that I talk to, and so many of the busy people that I talk to say that it's just a miracle how it just works out.
Well, thank you so much for coming. That's all the questions that I had. Is there anything else that you'd like to add about your talk or anything else?
Oh, I'm just grateful that I've had this opportunity to really think and ponder and kind of pull some of my thoughts together, because it means so much to me. And if I think that if I were to sit down with my grandchildren, or if I were to leave anything with them, my testimony, it is how important it is to know our Savior Jesus Christ. And that by knowing him, we come to know our Father, and it changes everything about our life. It changes our focus. It changes our perspective.
Well, thank you so much for coming.
Thank you, David.